This is WLORFM's entry in the Local Station of the Year category. At WLORFM, we take great pride in reflecting what's happening in Waterford City and County. This is our entry for 2012. We hope you enjoy listening.
The Big Breakfast Blah
with Tim and Karen.
WLORFM.
Spot on, Bono. It's going to continue where it left off yesterday. It was just a gorgeous day in the Dacia. Waterford was awash with sunshine. And as you said, Karen, lots of guys, especially going out yesterday with no tops. And even a guy you saw wheeling a buggy, absolutely nothing on up top.
No, couldn't believe it. Now, he was in good shape, right? So I was like, oh, well, fair play. He's there, you know, walking along with the kid in the buggy, topless. I saw another man at 6 o'clock yesterday morning who was topless. He was out for his run. And then you have the ones who go topless and maybe they shouldn't. You know, they're hot, but you think, really?
Is there any need for us?
Could you put
cover
on
up
a little vest or a string top?
I'm worried about getting the right present for the umpsla. I have a 26-year-old and he wants a Christmas jumper. He wants Santa Claus or something like that on it. And I cannot get a
pattern. Is he serious?
Anything.
He's 26.
He's 26. Yeah.
And does he usually wear these? Is this the first time?
Oh, yeah. No. He's into mad things anyway. I'm going to knit it for him and have him dressed nice and warm for Christmas.
And I think we can announce the winner now of the Rose of Tralee 2011. And it's the Liberties Rose. It's Imelda May.
Well done. I wasn't aroused. I was just singing Mayhem. I'm not in this competition.
But you're not the winner, no. Just I thought you were the winner.
No, Dahi,
I'm after getting wrong information.
No, I'm from the Liberties, Dahi. I was very happy to be the Liberties Rose, but I was brought up in a Silver Cross pram. Apples and oranges.
What do we do?
I think that girl over there with the lovely tiara.
Amanda, give us a song. Give us a song anyway.
Mayhem,
come on.
It was all mayhem.
Tall Ships 2011 on WLORFM.
With Snow Cream Milk. Fresh to you each day.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's my privilege and my honour to be here as Taoiseach. Sachonde Starul Shav. Sachar Starul Shav. And to now declare officially launched the Tall Ships races of 2011. Godspeed you and good luck.
Good morning, Evermogen. Good morning. As WLORFM, Waterford's radio stations, welcomes you to Waterford for the start of the Tall Ships races 2011 and Ireland's biggest quayside party ever. It's Thursday's Dacia AM live from the Waterford Quays and the Tall Ships. Yes, indeed, it's all about to kick off. Waterford City is about to be filled with non-stop free entertainment from this morning right through until, the early hours, I would imagine, of Sunday. Four live music stages, two colourful parades, a sumptuous food village.
And he is village. His Fantastic worship, the mayor of Waterford, Councillor Pat Hayes. Hello, Pat.
Morning, Billy.
How do you feel today?
Sure, brilliant. Isn't it wonderful? Mm. I mean, it starts today, but it actually started on Tuesday night, you know. The first Columbian came in, boat came in. And last night here in Waterford, I could only describe it as the High Street in Killarney. You know, it really was. Like, I mean, this is the resource that we have here.
Yeah.
And it's absolutely fantastic.
Several people, me included, came down last night just to have a little bit of a recce. It was great. It was
unbelievable.
Lovely to see
and
them come in.
Everyone is up for this.
TV Holland joins me in studio. TV, good afternoon to yourself.
Great to be here, isn't it?
Isn't it just great to be a part of it? It is just a fantastic, fantastic quayside party that I'm amazed there are so many people around so early in the day.
It's hard to describe because we're looking out the window here at kind of lots and lots of people strolling around, taking in the atmosphere. And just to get up to here from Spree's headquarters, I've kind of walked through the food villages here on the quay, and my God, Oliver, the smells and the scents and the sights of food, you know. I think the whole city will have put on about 2 stone apiece by the time this is over.
Hooks and crooks.
Haul on the bowline.
Haul on the bowline. Thanks very much, guys.
Haul on the bowline, the pack of cheese are rolling. Haul on the bowline, the bowline haul. Heave the bowl and the captain, he's a growling. Haul on the bowl and the bowling haul.
Wonderful done, Maurice, with the boats coming past and the glistening water as we are live at Dunmore East Golf Club. Timmy and the crew here this morning.
We're just off Woodstown Beach and the Mirror is just ahead of us. We should round Craidenhead in just a few minutes time. Huge crowds in Duncannon and all the way up between Ballyhack and Annstown. Loads and loads of people on the road, cars. Just looking at Duncannon Beach as well, there's lots of people there. Well, we hope you enjoyed the last hour of the best bits of the Tall Ships Festival 2011 in Waterford City. Wasn't it wonderful? Hope you enjoyed it.
I know the work that's gone into this through Des and Michael and the different organisations associated with this, but you've made a massive effort. And down here in Waterford, you know what teamwork is about.
Waiting at the water's edge, watching all the ships as they are heading for the harbour.
You're listening to Deja AM, Waterford's most listened to radio programme. Source JLMR Ipsos MRBI 2012-1.
With Waterford Airport connecting you to the UK and the world. WLRFM.
But the whole thing gets to you, you know, when it's happening on a daily basis, it just, being unemployed, it just grinds you down, you know, it just grinds into the ground. It doesn't stop for day or night. It gets to the stage and you know that it really is a problem. When you're dreading the arrival of the post, when you fear picking up your mail in the hall because you know somebody's going to be looking for something this week, and you don't put it down to who can I pay this week, what you put it down to is who can I stretch out for a week or two.
So talk me through this. How did you get involved in this?
Well, I've been developing websites since I was about 9, and I just wanted to make a game, so.
Now, what do you need to know to develop a website?
You need to know code. Like
the HTML thing,
yeah,
is it?
And JavaScript. And I just taught myself how to do it.
You taught yourself?
Yeah.
Well done. What did you do to teach yourself? Did you go online to find out the information?
There was help online and I got a few books as well.
Deja Den on WLRFM in association with the City Enterprise Centre and PricewaterhouseCoopers. The waiting is now over for the Deja Den hopefuls. The 12 finalists have been chosen and now face our judges in the Deja Den. It's now in their hands as they pitch their business ideas in hopes of receiving the €32,000 investment to get their business off the ground.
Today's pitch comes from Margaret Fleming, Dessert First.
Dessert First was started in my home kitchen in March 2010 and produces premium quality desserts, tarts and cakes for the retail and food service sectors.
Martin Franey.
And in terms of production capacity, I mean, if your plans are achieved and you do increase your volume, have you enough capacity in your present facility?
Well, as the facility stands at the moment, I can expand by probably 25 to 30%.
Today's pitch comes from Gary Butler of 365reply.com.
So what do we do at 365reply.com? Essentially, in a nutshell, what we do is we make advertising interactive. So how do we do this? Well, we're all familiar with ads in newspapers.
Colin Byrne.
I suppose, like you were talking about earlier on, like, you know, that for people who are, I suppose, you know, time poor and they don't have kind of smartphones, but you still need an email address to avail of this.
That's
is that correct?
That's correct.
And it's just when you're out and about and you see something that entices you, you text it and you get something back then to your email.
You get a reply back to your mobile phone and you get a reply back to your email address as well.
But if you don't have a smartphone, it really is only on the email that you'll be able
to. 3 weeks, 12 business ideas and one €32,000 prize fund to change the path of one entrepreneur's business forever. Here's what happened.
The winner of Deja Den is Margaret Fleming, Dessert First.
Speechless, absolutely thrilled, really, really thrilled, because I can completely concur. It was a very, very tough.
Deja Den 2011 on WLRFM, with thanks to the Waterford City Enterprise Centre and Price Waterhouse Coopers, supporting business startups in Waterford.
Ladies and gentlemen, please give a Waterford welcome to Giovanni Trapattoni.
Good afternoon.
Mr. Trapattoni, why Waterford to introduce your radio team?
Well, Waterford is a good spouting county. Many great presenters and great listeners down here.
Mr. Trapattoni, so who has made the 2012 squad?
All the big players are in. Timmy Ryan in the goal, at the back, Karen Doyle, Billy McCarthy, Oliver Carroll and Ian Noctor. In the midfield, then John O'Shea, Ivan Fallon, Sean Organ, Maria McCann. Up front, Jeff Harris and Big Rick Whelan. Oliver played great music in 2011, and other stations did not have the experience, the drive, listeners to make impact on this team in 2012.
Final question, Mr. Trapattoni. Have you enjoyed your visit to Waterford today?
Yes, it's true. I love the WLR, my favourite station in the Republic, and I love the blast too.
Over 71% of all adults in the city and county tune in to WLR FM each week. Thanks for making us your number one yet again. Source: Ipsos GLLR 2011 4, Waterford City and County. The Big Afternoon on WLR FM with Shaw's Department Store.
Children's Department Summer Promotion now on
WLR FM.
Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer, getting us underway for the Big Afternoon at Waterford's WLFM. Good to have you company today. How's the form at all? Hope you're well. Yeah, things are going your way to a fair all extent today, and if not, they better be improving pretty soon. Good to have you along. We have lots and lots and lots of things to do today. We've got our €500 birthday call starting things off.
The birthday call on WLRFM.
We love birthdays.
Caroline, sweet Caroline. Caroline Roach. I'm great, and yourself?
I'm grand, thanks.
Now, let me very quickly open this envelope. Double numbers today. It's the 11th of August.
Yay! Hey. Woo!
Fantastic!
Deadly!
Wow, what a way to start a week.
Oh, deadly. I had my 30th on Friday night, so...
Live from the broadcast centres in Waterford and Dungarvan.
This is WLR FM.
First for news in Waterford.
Two more arrests were made in Templars Hall last night as antisocial behaviour continues in the Waterford estate, which in the main is populated by students. The arrests follow five on Monday night. On Monday, WLRFM's Mark Power visited Templars Hall. This is his report, and listeners are warned it contains strong language.
I arrived in Templars Hall at about 10 o'clock on a Monday night as the country heads into the fourth year of the worst recession in the history of the state. In Templars Hall, dozens of houses were getting ready to party. As I spoke to the residents, there were five or six young men holding cans in the doorway of this particular house in Maplewood. I tried to get their side of this situation.
Sorry, lads. I'm just down here from WLR. Can I ask you what you make of the residents hanging around here today?
Everyone inside, lads. Don't
forget. Residents? Yeah, what do you make of the residents hanging around outside the house today?
I don't understand why they're standing outside our house.
Why don't you want to talk?
Because we're not making any noise. We're dead quiet.
We're
just getting out of our driveway. We're not doing anything.
Mike, shut your fucking mouth. You understand how people feel, don't you? Are you the capo of the house? Sorry, lads. I'm down from WLR. We're just kind of covering the situation.
Get away! You're not going to fucking rape me! Get away! The guards are here. Get the fuck off my property, lad.
Can I just mind asking you, what do you think of the residents going around? I mean,
you're actually not a resident.
I'm not.
Oh, hey, he's not a resident. Can I talk to you? He's not a resident.
Can I quote,
please? They're a pain in the hole.
Why are they a pain in the hole?
Because, we're not causing any trouble. We're trying to have a good time.
But do you know there's two small children beside you? Are you not worried about the fact that people...
First, with the big local stories.
A former Dungarvan town councillor has been found guilty of corruption.
First, when it really matters.
The nature of that type of crime now, with people coming in with knives, people coming in with guns, and to come into them and, rob them. It is the worst of crimes, in my opinion.
First, as it happens.
I want to dedicate this to Waterford County and City, because without their support in theatre, we can't keep doing what we're doing.
More people get their news from WLRFM than any other source. We are first for Waterford.
Nocturne till 6 on WLRFM.
It's only one story making the headlines today in Waterford. That is the news that 575 jobs are to go
as Talk Talk, the call centre on the Cork Road in Waterford, has decided it is going to end its relationship with this city. Our reporter Mark Power from the newsroom has been out on the facility in the Cork Road for the last couple of hours, talking to management, talking to the workers, and he joins us now in studio. Mark, first of all, how did the workers in Talk Talk come to learn that their jobs were going to go?
Well, that was a theme from some of the workers that I've been speaking with today. They were upset about how they came to learn about this. The workers really heard about it from, I think we were the first outlet to have it. And so that's where they heard it.
So they heard it from us? They heard it from radio?
They heard it from radio, yeah.
The Big Bang Theory, you know, as writers, we draw on personal experience. Mm-hmm. And my life consisted of, you know, the tech world, mm-hmm. science fiction fandom, and abject failure with women. Those three elements are folded neatly into the Big Bang Theory. So you're saying you can't give the person absolution if they say they're going to continue to abuse the child. What I'm more worried about is the child. I mean, how do you, with that knowledge that you have, do what is required of you as a person, as a human being, as a follower of Jesus Christ, to protect that child?
Well, basically, all I'm saying is the within the sacrament of penance, the seal of confession is inviolable. And
so you do nothing, in other words?
Certainly, well, I'd have taken the decision to encourage him.
Do you realize how cold you sound when you're saying this? How clinical this sounds, that you prefer to protect an abuser than protect a child.
No, that's putting words in.
WRFM and Super Quinn have come together with Blaz for Kids.
A week-long appeal where we'll be selling Blaz across the city and county and asking you for your support.
Proceeds will go to the Sacred Heart Daycare Centre in Lady Lane, who look after children with special needs.
One of the biggest and probably most fundamental benefits a parent would receive is when their child actually receives toilet training and they learn blabber control, and that's a huge factor for parents, and it improves their quality of life and their children's quality of life. Also, something as simple as being able to independently feed, and the staff would be trained in how you're almost doing 100% of it, and then you ease back on your physical prompting and your verbal prompting until the child is able to recognise their dinner is in front of them, their spoon is there, and they proceed to feeding. It mightn't be the tidiest time of the day or the neatest time of the day, but that child achieved that task independently, and that is our ultimate goal.
Blaz for Kids starts on October 3rd on the Big Breakfast Blah on WLRFM. For more information, log on to WLRFM.com.
Often I have stood watching them after a night of excessive labour and hardship, pushing up their boats against a steep bank, while their backs were literally streaming with blood from their exertions.
Waterford's Friends, a history of the Quakers in Waterford.
The Central Relief Committee didn't actually want to get involved in soup kitchens and that kind of thing. It saw that as prolonging the agony.
The story of how a tiny religious group transformed the city and county.
He was prepared to put his head above the parapet, as it were.
Produced by Mark Power and broadcast at 11 o'clock on WLRFM on October 21st.
But the Gauls have been wiped out, and we wouldn't have any Irish language in Ring today. We have to kind of say that not alone saving the people of Ballinagall during the famine, they also saved the language.
Waterford's Friends is part funded by Brass, the Broadcast Authority. The story of the Barrack Street Concert Band and the voices of the men and women who gave their lives.
I got endless enjoyment from it. Really, I got more out of the band than ever put in it.
Brass, a new documentary by the acclaimed playwright Jim Nolan.
66 years. The band was my life. I do it all over again.
Brass, Monday, December 29th and Tuesday, December 30th at 11 a.m. This programme is part funded under the Broadcast Authority of Ireland.
What is the link between a group of French refugees, a beatified Kilkenny man, and the reason for a well-known Waterford baker being known to many by simply his nickname? The answer is not all that obvious, but it unwittingly springs to mind when you think of something truly unique to Waterford.
Unique to Waterford... Well, I guess probably the Blah, because like nobody outside of Waterford has heard of the Blah, have they?
Oh, it has to be the Blah, definitely, sure. What's Waterford renowned for more than the Blah?
Flower Power. The story of the Blah. This programme was made with the support of the Broadcast Authority of Ireland. Waterford's Big Jukebox on WLRFM.
With Waterford Hackney Cab, 33-10-33.
WLRFM.
That's Propeller Palms there, and get it right on WLRFM. We're giving them lots of support. It's great to see them doing really well. And the lads are back in the forum on Sunday the 18th of March, the night after Patrick's night, in the forum, Sunday the 18th. if you'd like to go along to their show. Actually, currently in the hot press, there's an interview with Olaf Tyrenson. FYI. Life Jackets for Life Savers. Dunmore East RNLI Collection will be held in Dun Stores on Saturday the 10th. Please help keep these crews safe by raising funds for Life Jackets. The Life FYI.
WLRFM. Late Night with Aveen Fallon.
WLRFM.
WLRFM.
You're welcome into Late Night for a Wednesday. That there is Squeeze. And labelled with love on WLRFM. Talk about four seasons in one day today. It was raining, we'd put the umbrella up, then the sun would come out, you'd take the umbrella down, and then it would start raining again. Absolutely brilliant stuff to be from this country sometimes. But yeah, it looks like it is going to be much of the same tomorrow as well. So keep the umbrella at hand is what I'm saying to you.
It's our favourite time of the year here at WLRFM.
And we've got our best Christmas appeal ever.
All through December, WLRFM and the Lions Club will be raising funds for needy families in Waterford City and County.
From Waterford's biggest table quiz
to a fantastic fashion show at Faithleg.
From the Roadrunners' Christmas Run
to the Christmas carols in the cathedral.
Plus live radio auctions in Waterford and Dungarvan.
It's going to be great!
The WLRFM
Lions Club Christmas Appeal.
This December on WLRFM.
Welcome back to John Roberts Square. And the top of the bill this afternoon, lads, without further ado, big welcome for the Coronas.
We didn't know what to expect coming here. Thanks to everyone for looking after us. We've had a great day. Thanks a million. We're going to leave you this next song. We got to go and sound check for later and make sure that's okay. So, yeah, but make sure you're generous and give all the money to the Lions Club because it's a great cause and we're delighted to help. This song is called Addicted to Progress. Cheers.
I'm all over the place, you say I'm headstrong. The look on my face is just a little off. And obviously I know I've had it easy. I've dreamed, I've seen things, but now I'm greedy. You know I know you, so don't say that. If you were me, you'd want to embrace that. The only thing embedded in my mindset is how I am addicted to progress. If I had a rainbow.
The 2011 WLRFM Lions Club Christmas Appeal
has raised over €165,000 in Waterford City and County.
Thank you for helping us make it through a very difficult year.
All the money raised will be given to the
St. Vincent de Paul for allocation.
Thank you to all our listeners who have supported the appeal
and the many businesses across Waterford
for your kind generosity and support. We would like to wish
all our listeners
a very happy Christmas
and have a happy new year
from all at WLRFM
and the Waterford and Dungarvan Garvin Lions Club.
WLRFM.
First for sport.
So looking down in the middle of the field there, the referee from Cork, big day for him. Colm Lyons throws it in and the Munster Championship is underway. First pull goes to the belly gunnerman, trying to get into the half forward line, bursting through well is David O'Sullivan. Good play by the midfielder, offloads that ball, gives a lovely ball across to Paddy Mahoney. Paddy has a look, but this one goes right.
The decision basically was hard, I'll tell you, because of the players and the background team. Did I have a few run-ins of players? Of course. Every manager has had a few run-ins with players. No manager will tell you different. If he does, he's a liar. I absolutely had a great relationship. It was very open. And despite what people think, the communication lines was always open between myself and the players. They are very genuine guys. We got to see that a few times this year, especially when they were asked to do things when our backs are to the wall, they'd done them. To me, the dignity of the show was second to none. That's why I found this decision very hard.
It's that time of year again. Time to announce the winner of the WLRFM Granville Hotel GAA Award for 2011. From the 10 monthly winners, the overall winner for 2011 will be announced at a gala banquet in the Granville this Friday night by guest speaker, the legendary Claire Hurler, James E. O'Connor.
I've the shiny envelope here, so we'll open it. And the winner of the WLRFM Granville Hotel G Award for 2011 is All-Ireland Champions 2011, the Waterford Camogie team.
Hey, Marie.
Hi.
Are you thrilled?
Oh, absolutely delighted. Didn't really expect it, but it's just great. It's just another added bonus.
Like us.
Follow us.
Check in with us.
WLRFM, we are social.
Join me, Tremor Condon, every Friday night here on WLRFM from 7 p.m. for Ultimate 80s and 90s. The 80s, the decade that brought you this.
Let's take a ride along with the dogs tonight in the suburbia.
Mixed with the best of the 90s.
this. Ultimate 80s.
And 90s.
WLRFM.
WLRFM.
The Green Room.
With Liam Merriman.
WLRFM.
She is long gone.
Lovely. Thank you.
Wow. You're very welcome to the studio two, a very packed studio two here in WLRFM. Tonight, my guests, special guests on the Green Room, are Propeller Palms, and they've just released their brand new album, All In This Together, and that is an acoustic arrangement of a song. I don't think it's on, that's not on the album, is it?
No.
No, another new song.
Farm View on WLRFM with Glanbia.
Pure food from Ireland to the world.
Well, one of the highlights, of many highlights indeed, of last weekend's Waterford Festival of Food in Dungarvan was on Thursday evening when the Make It Yourself, Grow It Yourself presentation were made. One of the judges was from the Country Life Garden Centre in Dungarvan. He's the horticulturist Alan Hartree. Alan, welcome to our programme.
Thank you, Kieran.
Alan, last weekend, last Thursday, Make It Yourself, Grow It Yourself.
My Saturday Cafe with Maria McCann.
With Art Keen Quality Food Store. Love food, spend less.
W-L-R-A. On the way out to Gaelscoil, Philip Baroon in Tramore, straight after this interview. And it is Education Minister Rory Quinn. You're very welcome to the programme. Thanks.
Good morning, Maria. Thank you.
The cynic in me says that you're not going all the way out to Tramore to not give them good news. So have you got something good to say to them? Because 27 years in temporary accommodation is appalling.
They're 27 years and unfortunately I will be giving them some hope, but I can't give them concrete news because that used to be the politics of the past and we're not into that business.
We took a small bit of criticism and that kind of thing, but we're trying to get things right, and I think Waterford United will push on, and I know that myself. The lads are starting to gel together.
It gets people interested in boxing. It gets the kids up off their asses and into the boxing clubs, you know, and that's what we need. We need people like the Neil Goffs, the Kenny Egan's, the John Joe Nevins of the country to get out there, you know, to drive on the sport.
We'll start preparing for what's going to be a gigantic Munster semi-final against Slater. It's all systems going now. We're taking nothing for granted, because there's a lot of work to be done between now on the 17th of June. It's walk and improve as we go along.
On the Ball with Casey and Keith.
With Sheridan's DOE Test Centre on the Cork Road.
Here's Ricky.
With Rick Whelan.
WLRFM.
That's Scottish songwriter and performer Al Stewart in Year of the Cat from 1976. Big hit for him back then. Still cheering the world. Although he recently announced that he...
Easy on Sunday.
With Easy Living Furniture. Your one-stop Irish Oak furniture superstore.
WLRFM.
Oh yes, delivered with extreme professionalism by the one, the only Bobby Darin, Mac the Knife and Supertramp. Before that, from the classic Breakfast in America, you heard the title.
Sunday View with the Irish Examiner.
Do any of the parties, etc., realise they have to stop throwing our money into the black hole that's the banks, and that has to stop? Now, that's something else that engages a lot of people, Barry, this idea that we're pumping an unmerciful amount of money into those banks, and how could it be right? And then interest rates are going up and people are just being attacked from all quarters.
You're dead right. I mean, I'm trying to work. See, as you say, there's a disconnect between the problems people have faced on a day-to-day basis and the solutions, which are, as you say, banking or IMF or EU bailouts. I mean, in other words, how do you connect the two of those? The truth is, we've bailed out our banks. In terms, largely, the money is gone.
Guaranteed Irish with John O'Shea.
WLRFM.
Dominic Kerwin with the title track to his very latest album, Lord, I Hope This Day Is Good, beginning the programme.
You're listening to Music Maestro
with Billy McCarthy
on WLRFM.
Andrea Ross from the Andrew Lloyd Webber Show, Whistle Down the Wind with the title track, and you heard it on WRFM's Music Maestro programme tonight.
Well, I think probably Villastown was a great place to grow up.
John Tracy, Olympic medalist.
It was a country village, and it's probably on the way to nowhere, really. Maybe between Capoquin and Youghal and Clashmore and places like that, but I always say about Villastown is that you'd have to be going there to get there. It's a lovely little village, and I'm very proud to be from Villastown.
Only one radio station loves Waterford like you do. WLRFM.
10:06 a.m. The Big Breakfast Blah has just ended.
By the way, when we're on this whole thing, would you mind making the coffee tomorrow? I am sick of making coffee every morning.
Where is the sports section, by the way?
I
any chance
out.
I might be able to get a read of it? I didn't see it all morning.
I threw it out. I don't care about sports.
And does your mobile phone have to vibrate constantly during the whole show? I really find that off-putting, I have to say.
I'm sorry, I find your rock t-shirts from 20 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Little bit off-putting when you went to the concert back in 1960.
Betty about you. But don't worry, they'll be friends again by 6:30 tomorrow morning.
The Big Breakfast Blah. WLRFM.